So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about keto on steroids, okay, extreme weight loss. This is not for everyone, it's for those people that need to lose some quick weight. And some people that want an unfair advantage and want to just dive in and do whatever it takes to lose weight healthily and fast, okay? So typically when you do keto, you have 5% carbohydrates, 20% protein, and these are calories, total calories, and 75% fat, okay? So that's typically what you would do. What I'm going to recommend is slightly different. We're going to give you five hacks or strategies, okay? Starting with number one. Normally, you would do 20 to 50 grams of carbs to do the 5%, right? We're going to bring the carbs down to zero, okay? So yes, this is extreme. It's not for everyone. But think about it. The amount of carbohydrates determine how deep into ketosis you're going to go, okay? So we want to go in there hardcore. So if we go zero carbs, you will go into keto very, very fast. Now, the thing with protein, we don't want to go too little. We don't want to go too much. If we go too little, you may start losing muscle mass. We don't want that, and you might feel weak because you need protein to replace body tissue. If we go too much, it's going to bog down your liver and kidney, and also it can potentially spike insulin. We don't want to do that. The sweet spot is between 3 and 6 ounces. Okay, now this really depends on several factors. How young you are, how big you are, how slow the metabolism is. There's a lot of different factors. For me, I'm 180 pounds. I need about 55 grams of protein per day, and that's pretty much what I consume on a daily basis. I'm not going to get into calories at this point, but I just want to kind of give you a reference. If you're smaller than me, you know, have a little less. If you're bigger than me, have a little bit more. Okay, so now the strategy with protein is we don't want to go lean. We don't want to go low-fat protein. We want to get our fat and protein as one. So you want to start consuming food that combines your fat and protein naturally. But we definitely do not want to go lean because the leaner the protein, the higher the insulin spike. There's a lot of information related to something called an insulin index. Okay, I'm going to put a link down below on a video if you want more information on the insulin index that goes beyond just the glycemic index. Very interesting. Some protein types that we don't want is chicken, dairy. Dairy tends to be a problem with a lot of people, allergies, and trying to find the quality is an issue. So I'm just gonna recommend avoiding dairy at this point. Turkey, that's very lean as well. We don't wanna do turkey. We don't wanna do turkey bacon. Lean steak. You can get a fatty steak, but don't do a lean steak. We don't want to go lean fish. We want to do a fatty fish. Peanuts are a low quality protein. I don't recommend it. What we want to focus on are fatty fish like salmon, sardines. Both of these are very high in omega-3 fatty acids and high in DHA. Very, very important. There's other types of fish and seafood that you can consume, but these two are my go-to. Pork. Now, a lot of people don't like pork. That's totally fine. Personally, I have a high quality pork from the farmer's market, pork sausage. I love it. It's very fatty. It's a very good thing to do in keto. Plus, it has a lot of B vitamins. And it's if you are against pork because it's unhealthy and you're eating chicken, then you need to reevaluate that because chicken, by the way, is a very unhealthy bird. Okay, unless you do organic from the farmer's market, you're going to get something very low quality. So I like pork because it seems to digest well in my body and it actually has a good amount of fat. Hamburger, fatty hamburger, very, very good on a keto because we want the fat and the protein. When you're at the grocery store, don't get the leanest hamburger, okay? It's like, it's actually quite disgusting. It's hard to eat it. There's no flavor as well. Eggs, very good, pasture-raised, organic. Now, you can also do bacon as well, okay? Bacon, believe it or not, if you fry it and take the grease out, It's not as fatty as you might think, okay? But it's fine because it kind of has a one-to-one ratio, 50% fat, 50% protein. Most of these are a one-to-one ratio, maybe a little bit fattier. Okay, so that's what you want to do with the protein. Now, as far as the fat goes, you don't, again, want to add extra fat. Like, you don't want to add MCT oil or a keto bomb or extra butter to this program. Why? Because we're doing extreme weight loss, and I'll explain why in a second. The types of fats that you can add in addition to these would be avocado, because that will cover a lot of nutrition and very, very healthy fat. Olives are good as well, okay? Pecans are really good, has some protein and fat. Almonds, not as good as pecans, but still really good, okay? It's like a 1.5 ratio of fat to protein. I think pecans are like 2-to-1 or even 3-to-1, if I'm not mistaken. So the key is to make sure that the fat naturally comes with the protein, okay, together, so it's not separate. So now there's a sweet spot for the amount of fat that you consume per day. And it just happens to be for an average person, okay, it could be a little bit more, a little less, 75 grams, okay? When you consume more, your body tends to burn more of the dietary fat. When you consume less than 75 grams, typically on average, I'm being very general, your body will start to consume its own fat. What we want to do is get your body to burn its own fat. We don't want to do unlimited fat where your body is just turning the diet fat into ketones. And you definitely don't want to do the exogenous ketones where you're taking this supplement, because we don't want to have you run on that. We want you to run on your own fat. This will be a new concept for some people. Okay, so that's, what would that look like, okay? Well, 67 grams of fat. Here's an example, 4 strips of bacon, that's 13 grams. 2 eggs, 10 grams of fat. 4 ounces of steak, 24 grams, okay, of fat. 1 ounce of pecans, 20 grams of fat. So 67 grams of fat would be a perfect amount of fat to help you get into fat burning. Now, we don't want to start going extreme low fat. We don't want to go low fat. So we don't want to go below like 50 grams of fat, okay? 50 to 75, I think, is a really good number, because we need these fats for a lot of different reasons. It's going to help you get into ketosis. It's going to support the brain. It's going to give you fat-soluble vitamins, omega-3, essential fatty acids, and a lot of other things. That's what we do with the fat. That's what we do with the protein. Leafy greens, okay? Why? Because two things. Number one, we need our potassium, magnesium, nutrients, vitamins, that type of thing, which is very, very important. And we need about 7 cups of vegetables, minimally, okay? Don't have less than 7 cups. The other thing that we need in addition to vitamins and minerals is the fiber from the vegetables. And again, I'm not counting this as carbs because it's so much fiber. We're not doing a high glycemic carbohydrate. We're doing a extremely nutrient-dense fiber, which is not very sweet, okay? So leafy greens are not very sweet. The fiber is going to specifically feed the microbes in our digestive system, which then will turn into a very healthy fat called butyric acid. It's a fatty acid. And that acid will basically help insulin resistance and even lower insulin. It's really good for blood sugars. So this is going to actually help us lose weight. The potassium in the leafy greens will also help you lose weight because it lowers insulin resistance. The goal is to keep insulin as low as possible. So this is what we're taking consideration as we're going through this. Zero carbs, the fiber, exact amount of protein, more fat, which is neutral. With insulin, fat is one of the only things that does not trigger insulin. Now, let's get to intermittent fasting. So if you've never done this before, I recommend you go right to 2 meals a day. I'll put a video down below on intermittent fasting so you can just quickly get updated on how to do that, but you want to go to 2 meals a day. If you're already at 2 meals a day, you're going to go to 1 meal a day, okay? So the key is, do not eat unless you are hungry, okay? That's really, I find a lot of people are eating when they're not hungry. The way that you know that it's working is that your hunger goes away. That means your body is eating your own fat. So let your body tell you when to eat, okay? So we're gonna go for a period of time and, wow, I'm not hungry, good, ride the wave, ride the wave. All of a sudden I'm hungry at 6 o'clock in the evening, good. That's your first meal. It's totally okay to eat at different times during the day, okay? Now, what's going to happen if you're new to this, and you're not gradually going into this, and I suggest maybe you want to go into it gradually, but if you don't, and you just go to one meal a day and do what I'm saying, it'll probably take 3 days to get you fully into adaptation, and you might go through some fatigue and things like that. But it's the fast way to jump in and get the results. And if you're okay with that, go for it. There's some key things you want to know. Sea salt. It's very important to consume sea salt on your meals per day. You need about a teaspoon of sea salt every single day. Not a heaping teaspoon, but a level teaspoon. Okay, very important. It wouldn't hurt to consume some electrolytes as well. Get one with high amounts of potassium. Okay. The other thing that I find that will help you, and this helps a lot of people, is that when you have a hard time consuming salad because you're not used to consuming that much, consume your salad, wait for an hour, and then consume the rest of the food, okay? We'll consider that as one meal, just spread out for maybe 2 hours, okay? That's not gonna be a problem because you're not gonna really spike insulin too much from eating that salad. So you can kind of spread it out, let your digestive system deal with the salad, and then add the protein and fat. That way you'll have less bloating, okay? Now on the salad, you can put apple cider vinegar, a little sea salt if you want, balsamic vinaigrette. Get the kind that is not too sweet. So you wanna avoid those and get the ones that are a bit bitter and less sweet. Okay guys, there you have it. This is Keto on Steroids, Extreme Weight Loss. Go ahead and try this and put your comments down below. Hey guys, so there's a whole bunch of people that really need this information. So press the share button and let's get it way out there. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.